You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. It is Friday. It is Friday, 2.07 p.m. time now, and Copper's running the board. How you doing, Miss Copper?
Doing well. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It's always good, especially on a beautiful day like this one. And oh, I think yes. We have a weather report that says the weather like this is going to continue through the weekend too, right?
Oh, I hope so, yeah.
Man, okay, I'll take it. All right, hey, listen, we got some more kind of a show for you today. Let me just go ahead and tell you, Copper, you get that sound effect ready for Triple Dipper. I will tell the rest of the folks, though, 3 p.m., we're going to be talking about election integrity and State Representative Wes Allen, who is also running now to be the next Secretary of State to replace John Merrill, is going to be on the show talking about that very thing. Candidate for Secretary of State, State Rep. Wes Allen, 3 p.m. 4 p.m., our own Congressman Mo Brooks, who is also a candidate for the U.S. Senate, will be here. I'm doing a segment on this Office of Disinformation that is coming out of the Biden administration, and we're going to talk to Congressman Brooks, basically have one of those what-the-heck kind of phone calls and see what his thoughts are on this. And then there's a Triple Dipper, which is full of stuff, so Copper, hit it.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that we're going to run today's show on. Number one, election integrity matters. It does. The polling shows that it's still one of the top issues. People are still mad about the way the 2020 election went on. I don't care how much you liberals want to call it the big lie. You can just go ahead and take a flying leap. The reality is election integrity matters. Well, guess what? I'm going to tell you about some things in Alabama elections then and now, which might curl your hair. Yep, number one, Triple Dipper, election integrity matters. Number two, I'm doing that whole segment. I'm calling it Biden's Ministry of Truth. Oh, my Lord. So basically, whatever truth is what they decide what it is. Did I say that correctly? Yes, I think I did. Biden's Ministry of Truth, number two, Triple Dipper. Number three, I'm calling this Bama at War. Did you know that we are supplying weapon systems made in the state of Alabama to Ukraine right now? Well, apparently President Biden is going to pay a visit next week down here to the state of Alabama. We'll talk about that. Bama at War, number three on the Triple Dipper. And listen, Copper, I didn't write it on the board, but if you would, go ahead and get that clip number two ready, because we're going to play that for too much longer. Thank you. That was fast. And I'll play a clip for you in a minute. And you'll know why after I do my monologue here. But here's the deal. I mean, leadership. If you ask someone about leadership, you'll get a variety of responses. Some folks will immediately gravitate towards someone they know personally or someone they served with or someone who led their company, their military unit, their church, what have you. But what does leadership look like? Think about it. When you're faced with someone who announces themselves as being the person in charge, does an image come to mind? Now, visuals are not everything, mind you. I've known some guys in the military who could do 100 push-ups without breathing hard, had all the scare-me badges on their uniform, and they couldn't lead a starving man to a ham sandwich, much less lead troops. Then again, I've met some folks along the way who didn't fit the mold, if you know what I meant. They weren't walking around with movie star good looks or the finest suits, but they could put together an effective plan and execute it, and everyone would be on board from the word go. Looks help, but hey, looks ain't all of it. So what about voice then? The ability to speak to people. Well, that's surely important because you have to be able to effectively communicate the points about which you are trying to lead, right? But not everyone has a voice like James Earl Jones or the ability to project across a crowded room. Does it matter? Well, sure. But I would say that it's not the pitch of the voice so much as the tone. It's not the ability to speak, but whether you do so effectively. So what does a leader look like or sound like? What does leadership look like? Well, I could be trite and say, well, you'll know it when you see it. But I'm going to go a step further and say that it's really about how well a person can walk in their God-given authority. Does the person exude confidence? Does the person indicate competence? Does the person give indication that they are in it for the right reasons? Does the person appear to have wisdom? Does the person care about others? Does the person have a resume, a life, a background that lends gravitas to who they are and what they're doing? If the answer to all of those is yes, then you likely have what the Army calls a command presence. It's that thing that when a person walks in the room is aware that he or she is there. When a person exhibits command presence, it is not that they are, you know, without question, but it is likely that people think twice about questioning. This is leadership that is not based upon how you look or how you sound, but upon how you are perceived in the right way. It may sound cliche, but it starts with the basics of how you comport yourself. Does the person walk with their head up, eyes forward, but looking around to stay aware, firm handshake, and the ability to look someone in the eye when they talk to them? Is the person able to be knowledgeable and conversant on the important topics, having prepared for the conversation or the moment, but yet self-confident enough to say that something's out of their current wheelhouse and ask for more information? Does the person look like a ragbag, which is not to be confused, by the way, with dressing casual, but rather more of a clear example of having a lack of personal standards? Is the person able to sit quietly and consume information, or do they seem to have an inordinate need to hear themselves talk even when it's not necessary? How quickly can the person adapt to a decision-making process, make snap judgments, and then live with them thereafter, but also know that there's a time and a place for deliberative debate and orderly decision-making? And when the time comes, and all the information is in, and that person then rises to their feet and says, okay, here's how it's going to be, what happens in the room? Is there a collective hush when that happens, a respectful pause in the activity that allows those comments to move forward? Or does the room just keep moving and eyes start rolling and phones start texting? Yeah. Command presence. It's a real thing. And I guarantee you, if there was a firm and positive leader ever in your life that you looked up to, then I would bet that I just described that person. Yesterday, I saw three examples of what I would say are current elected leadership. Three that are currently elected to their positions, which means that they won a popularity contest in a sense. But what did I see? Well, here's one. I saw a video of Governor Kay Ivey. It was a time roughly 9 months ago during the pandemic when she was asked about vaccination rates, and with only moderate eye contact to the reporters, she responded angrily and with an accusatory tone that the pandemic is the fault of the unvaccinated, that the unvaccinated are to blame as opposed to what she called the regular folks. It was awful. It was blame shifting. It was demeaning. It was not leadership, and there was zero command presence. I saw a video of President Joe Biden holding a press conference in a very controlled environment yesterday. Standing at a lectern, he had this lost look in his eyes, and he could not speak the words that had been prepared for him. And try as he might, the word kleptocracy just kept eluding him. It was more than what some people say is a speech impediment. It was a moment in which it was obvious he did not know what to do, and he began to panic, at which point his words began to make even less sense as he just jumbled them up trying to get something out. It was sad. It was hollow. It had no sense of confidence or inspiration. It was everything the opposite of command presence, and the world got to see it. Then, separately, I had the opportunity to see part of a town hall meeting last night with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, which was hosted by Laura Ingraham. I'm going to tell you, man, he ruled the stage. Not in an overbearing way, he just held court, if you know what I mean. He talked with authority. He did not mince his words or stumble. It was so much so that I went and got Charlene out of bed and said, you got to come see this, and she came back in the room to see part of it. He talked with that authority, like I said. He labeled the problems, and he spoke clearly as to his perceived solutions, and he did so with authority. He talked about caring for the parents in his state, about saving jobs because it was the right thing to do. He talked about having to swim upstream, but not because he had to, but because it was the right thing to do. And the crowd went wild. That, my friends, was a moment of command presence. Now, Donald Trump is still the top of the ticket, but Ron DeSantis is the role model as far as I'm concerned. Command presence. It's real. It's a thing. It's more than looks and it's more than a voice. It's the actual presence that a leader gives off that people actually respond to. It's everything that we need in our state and national leaders, and too often it's what we're lacking. So what does leadership look like? Well, right now, to me, it looks like Ron DeSantis. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you go. I mean, wow. I'm going to play that clip for you in a minute. We're going to come back from this break, and I pulled a piece of that last night, that town hall with Ron DeSantis. I'll let you hear it. Maybe you already heard it. Maybe it struck you the same way, but I'm going to play it for you. It's about a minute and a half long. If it doesn't move you and make you wish you had him for a governor or a president, then you're asleep. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.